differently for 3 points each other.
Great to have all the schools and some of the community come along and enjoying a day of oneness and togetherness, I think. So, my name's Darrell Andy and I'm a career engagement support officer at Lakes Veterans Secondary College.
You spoke about something pretty tough when you were addressing the kids today. What was that?
That was about my upbringing and I guess some of the hardships that I went through with family. Being a part of the stolen generation, being taken away from Dad for a short time when I was smaller. So,
why did you decide to tell that story today?
Because it's part of my journey, and at some stage I've always known who I was and where I come from and my ancestry and my strong connection to land. So I think it was important to say that to people and to acknowledge my Aboriginality to everyone and not be afraid of that.
The theme of this year's Reconciliation Week is Walk the Talk. What does that mean to you?
It means that it's not only myself being responsible for the things that I do each day. I need to do that for the kids that I look after and the families that I serve here in the community. And it's about being the example and being strong in that, and to not to take any backward steps and just to encourage people that it's a great thing to be part of a community. We're not just a small tribe anymore. We're a tribe of many people.
Do you think people in Lakes Entrance and indeed in wider Gippsland are good at walking the talk at the moment when it comes to reconciliation?
I think that the schools, the kids themselves with their speeches are really telling us what they want for their future and what sort of community they want for to live in. So I think that we have a responsibility to listen to them and take them seriously. I think that we've still got a way to go with our community. We are not so involved with our high school kids as much as what I'd like to see.
How does it make you feel seeing all these students here of all different backgrounds, not just Koori but others as well, coming together and celebrating reconciliation?
Well, when I look around, it's all kids playing together and laughing together and being a part of each other, feasting together. There's no black and white here.
It's great for people to get together and make the world a better place. Thank you.
My name's Madison Feinsma and I'm school captain.
My name's JC Sallings and I'm Koori leader.
What did you girls think of today?
Well, it was very interesting with all the people speaking, so, and I had a say of what I thought Walk the Talk means to me, so it was pretty cool.
What did you think Walk the Talk meant to you?
Well, just by leading, for example, like, if one person's lonely, you wouldn't just, like, go say what's wrong. You would ask them to, like, play with you and stuff. So, just helping out.
Did you learn anything from the speakers today on the panel who were talking about reconciliation and walking the talk?
Yeah, I did. I learnt that you don't have to choose with your friends. You can just go with anyone you want. And it doesn't matter.
Well, I'm white and JC's not being racist, but she's kind of black. And we're fine with that. Like, we don't care what colour we are. We just, like to hang out and, yeah.
I'm the same as Maddie. We're best friends and it doesn't matter what we say or what we do. We'll never be split apart. I feel really good because it's just saying that everybody gets treated the same. And, yeah.
Thank you.